Hey guys, and welcome back there. It's Justin and Jason again.
Привет.
You're learning a whole bunch of new words in Russian.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'm just starting to learn the alphabet.
Yeah? How are you finding that so far?
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
But I'm making some progress.
So we actually wanted to talk to you guys today, since we know that pretty soon there is going to be, well, Valentine's Day actually just passed, right?
Yeah.
That was back on February
14th?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Now let me ask you, would it be weird if I said it was back on the 14th of February?
No.
Instead of saying February 14th?
That would be fine. Would be fine either way.
Totally, totally the same both ways. Agreed. Yeah. But then we've also got coming up here in March, International Women's Day?
Yeah, I believe it's March 8th.
March 8th. Interesting. So that's one thing that we kind of wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about is just the, let's say, how Valentine's Day is celebrated in the West versus in the East, or I guess, let's say, like, Russia, Ukraine, Eastern Europe, from what we've noticed. Just kind of some of the differences and kind of what we think about them. It's kind of an interesting topic for us. We hope it might be interesting for you as well. So one big thing that I noticed in my first time in Russia was that Valentine's Day isn't really a super popular holiday. It's celebrated, and I think here in Ukraine as well, too. But it seems like the more important day is International Women's Day. And I like that. I kind of prefer this International Women's Day as opposed to Valentine's Day. Because I think that, as you probably know, like, what are like the big issues with Valentine's Day in the West, right? What's the biggest issue?
So the negative things I think about when I think about Valentine's Day are, some people now equate it like with being a big corporate holiday, like just to make money.
Right, okay, that's interesting, yeah.
And the other thing is that it can, I guess maybe the bigger thing is that if you don't have a significant other, then it's a very lonely day for you.
Okay, first off, you mentioned significant other. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a term that is a lot more popular in the last, 10 to 15 years, especially with the rise of liberalism. So significant other basically means like boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah.
But you'll notice that a lot of people won't always use the term boyfriend or girlfriend anymore. They prefer the term significant other or partner, which is really interesting. So
yeah, for me, partner really seems like the LGBTQ community type thing. But for me, significant other doesn't imply anything. It's just like a generic way of saying, if boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's interesting. So that's a good thing for you guys to know is if you are in the West, and I'm saying this because I notice in Russia, you just usually say like my boyfriend or my girlfriend. And it's very clear, it's very straightforward. But in the West, now it's quite popular not to use the words boyfriend and girlfriend for a certain population of people. Often people who are, I guess, very focused on the liberal side of things, but also especially with like the LGBTQ community, which is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and all that. But it's become very popular just to say your life partner or your partner or significant other, which is more just kind of neutral as well. And because a lot of people are stepping away from the terms boyfriend and girlfriend. But yeah, like you're saying, it's a good point that you make about how it's kind of like a negative if, or a depressing day could be if you don't have somebody, if you are single.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what it was for me many years.
For you, for many years when not having a girlfriend. And
it's like, well, I guess I'll just play video games by myself then.
That's just it, right? A lot of people will just like spend the day on their own if they don't have anyone, or a lot of single people get together in groups.
Yeah, to avoid being lonely.
To avoid being by yourself on Valentine's Day. And what's interesting, and I don't know how much this really occurs again in like, let's say like Eastern Europe, but in the West, in Canada, in America, you'll get a lot of like events, you know, for singles on Valentine's Day, like speed dating, singles get-togethers, all that kind of stuff, kind of becomes a lot more popular.
And if you do have a boyfriend or girlfriend, it is kind of expected in America that, in the West, that you do something together on Valentine's Day, that you
like, treat like what?
Like almost kind of like an anniversary where you go out and have dinner or lunch, mm-hmm. or maybe you buy a gift. It depends on your point of view.
Yeah.
Or at least buy like a card. They sell a lot of Valentine's Day cards. I think it's a big money maker for these companies.
So, and that's a good point. So leading into that next point is the whole corporatism, if you will, behind that. How much do you kind of feel like Valentine's Day is this special day to celebrate love with someone, or do you think that it's just become like this monster of a business where it's just all about money, it's just all about capital gain on this day? It's similar to Christmas, right? Like, it's the same criticism that people have about Christmas, that it's all about commercialism and how much you can buy and how much money you can spend on your kids and buying toys and buying items. I think Valentine's Day is becoming quite similar to that as well.
Yeah. Well, for me, I still have positive feelings towards Christmas because it was also like a holiday from school or work at the same time. So it was like a time to be with family and you get gifts. But with Valentine's Day, I never really cared for it too much. I was just kind of like, if you're in a relationship with someone, you should just be happy every day. You should be treating them well every day. And why is there one special day where you have to like prove your love?
I agree. And I think a lot of people who are, I don't want to say anti-Valentine's Day, but don't necessarily celebrate it quite as strongly as others. I think one of the big arguments that a lot of people make, like you said, is you should just demonstrate your love every day. And having one single day where you have to go out and spend money on an expensive dinner and buy flowers and all this stuff, to just have that one day and do that just because it's a given day for that is kind of silly.
And it actually puts a lot of pressure on you to have this like perfect day. Mm-hmm. Like if anything goes wrong, it could reflect negatively on your relationship. Like you have to have this movie or TV show-esque, like, you know, just perfect feeling.
So I agree. And I think if anything, it's a lot better, in my opinion, just to surprise your boyfriend or girlfriend on a random day. Just pick a random day and just be like, hey,
just jump out of dinner. The closet in a gorilla suit.
Just scare with flowers and go for dinner. And I think, you know, someone would probably even appreciate that even more.
Yeah.
So talking about, again, the idea of International Women's Day, I think the thing that I like more about it is that it's inclusive of all women, right? So even if you're single, you're still celebrated on that day. It's not just for people who have a significant other. So I think that that's kind of cool. But last thing is, what kind of traditions did you have in school on Valentine's Day? Like, did you guys do anything on that day as a class, or was there any kind of special activities?
Oh yeah, for sure. I remember that. Well, especially like when I was more of a child, like younger school, in high school and university, I guess we didn't really do anything special, but in younger age schools, we would do like arts and crafts day. We get all these colored papers and start cutting out hearts and making different designs. And then we all have candy, like heart-shaped candies, this popular one that you've probably seen before. Yep. And then you would make Valentine's Day cards and give them to each other, and you'd receive, now that I'm thinking about this, I'm remembering, you would get like
a bunch of chocolate,
20 Valentine's Day cards from the other students in the class, because you all make Valentine's Day cards for each other.
Yes.
And then you get this huge pile of cards and you're feeling all positive reading through it and everything.
Yep, we did the exact same thing. You'd and there's a word for them. I can't remember what it was called. There's like the idea of these cards and
corporate moneymaker.
Or that. Yes. Now, did you ever have a secret admirer? First of all, what is a secret admirer for anyone?
A secret admirer means that someone likes you, but they don't want to identify themselves. Maybe they're afraid, or they think you won't like them back.
So when you get all of these Valentine's Day cards when you were in school, sometimes you would get one, and you know, it might be from a girl or vice versa, and instead of writing their name, they would say from your secret admirer, and you always wanted to know who it was, but it was hard to figure it out. So did you ever have a secret admirer?
You know, I can't quite remember. I think maybe. I don't remember. It's like a fuzzy memory for me, so probably not. Maybe I'm just being optimistic.
Yeah, maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
You know, one thing I was just thinking when you were talking about Valentine's Day versus International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So Valentine's Day, the concept is it celebrates people who are in a relationship.
Yes.
And I would say it's slightly more focused on women a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like for them somehow. But International Women's Day is specifically only about women and not about men.
Yeah.
And so I think if we really want to be fair, we also need International Men's Day.
And there is International Men's Day.
There is?
Yes.
Yes.
So that's one thing that I was going to mention. Yeah, as far as I know, there is International Men's Day. I'm not sure how universal it is or if it's just in Russia, but yes, there is an International Men's Day for sake of quality.
November 19th.
Yeah, November 19th. Okay.
I missed it. So this year I will celebrate November 19th. I will celebrate being a man.
That might be why the Movember is in. For those of you who don't know, there is a campaign called Movember, which is a combination of the words from mustache and November put together. And it's a month-long campaign where men grow their mustaches in order to raise awareness for and money for fighting prostate cancer. But very different topic, so we won't get into that today. But I want to hear what you guys think down in the comments below. What do you guys think about the idea of Valentine's Day, International Women's Day? Do you think that it's just a very corporate day now where businesses are just making lots and lots of money and it's not quite as special as it used to be? Or do you think that, you know, especially with something like Valentine's Day, that it's still very, very important? And also let us know, what do you think about if you're comparing International Women's Day and Valentine's Day? Do you think both are equally special, or do you think that something like International Women's Day might be a better day just because it's inclusive of everybody and not just people who are in relationships? We'd be super interested in hearing your thoughts, and we will see you in the next podcast.
Bye.